incoming transmission. May you imagine. Welcome to the Rebellion, another episode of Star Wars Radio Rebellion. I don't even know where are we. Radio Rebellion, a Star Wars podcast. Yes, that's right. That's the name of our show. I'm off. I told you guys I was going to be off this week and decided last minute there's a lot of news. Let's just make a quick show and come back and talk about it. And I'm lost. As you can see, we went out today. My family, we went to a nature park here in town, and I'm beat, I'm broken. So I think that's why I'm kind of off. Radio Rebellion, a Star Wars podcast. I am your host, Alberto Calderon. You guys know that. Thanks, as always, for joining me today and spending some time with us. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a little bit shorter than before. We talked about this last week, trying to make these type of shows a little bit shorter, trying 1 hour, these solo shows. But today, since this is last minute, there's no special topic to talk about. We're just going to be going over some of those news articles that have been coming out this past week and seeing what's out there. So yeah, I think that's it. Thanks you guys for joining. I see a few of you. You came in early. I told you guys, coming early is a quick show, so I don't want you guys to miss anything. Here we have our friend Dale. How you doing, Dale? This is the way. Mandalorian. We finally got some official Mandalorian news. We'll definitely be talking about that as our show title suggests. And we also have our friend Cam Ray here. He's heading to a gig, but wanting to listen in a minute and give us a great show. Thanks, Cam, for your support as always. Thank you. So yeah, what a week. What a week for Star Wars. No rumors. These are Daisy Ridley went out there. Who else? Next week, who's going to be the cast member to come out next week and say something about Star Wars to get all our conversations going? But yeah. We are ready to talk some Star Wars, I think. Let me see if there's anything else. Still reading that Thrawn Chaos Rising novel. I'm about halfway, so we'll do that not next week. Next week we'll be off, and then the following week we'll do our reviews. Thrawn Ascendancy Chaos Rising, so far so good. Kind of a little similar to the first Thrawn canon book that came out. So I'm digging it so far. I got a new setup. I think most of you guys saw that on Twitter. I posted it yesterday, brought some stuff from my work office to my home office. So it changes things a little bit. But yeah, everything's going fine. So as always, if you're watching this, please go ahead, hit that thumbs up button, give us a quick like, leave a comment below if you're watching this in the replay later today or during the week, and make sure to subscribe if you're not subscribed so far. And for everyone listening in on the audio podcast, thank you also. Leave us a rating, review, and subscribe also so you don't miss any time the new episodes come out. So who else do we have here? We have Michael showing up, showing a pineapple. I know who that's meant for, but that's fine. We keep it light. We keep it fun here in Radio Rebellion. Okay, so let's go ahead. That was a little high. Kind of jump a little out. There's this light too bright. I think it's too bright, but I'm not going to change anything. I'll probably drop it. So, all right. So if you guys are ready, I'm ready. Let's talk Star Wars.
Star Wars news.
So Star Wars news. So the first news out there was that Daisy Ridley went on the Jimmy Kimmel show, which was being hosted by Josh Gad, and they go far back, they're good friends, and they had a quick 6-7 minute conversation, and of course, things turned to Star Wars. And what was revealed during this talk are things that we already basically knew about, but it gives us a little bit more confirmation, and then Star Wars Twitter lost it. If I think I'm saying it right, they lost it. A lot of comments back and forth. Last week, it was John Boyega's comment about his experience filming the sequel trilogy. And then a lot of people took that as he taking some shots against Last Jedi director Rian Johnson and taking J.J. Abrams' side. So that created a big battle on Twitter, Last Jedi versus Tross. And then Ridley came out during this week saying some other stuff, and then everyone kind of shifted back to blaming J.J. and the whole conspiracy that Lucasfilm is trying to, they don't know what to do with Star Wars. So what did Daisy Ridley reveal, which again are things that we kind of had thought about before, that there wasn't a major arc or a major plan for the sequel trilogy, at least for her character. She mentions that in the beginning, Rey was supposed to have a connection with Obi-Wan Kenobi, which a lot of us thought was the way they were going at the end of Force Awakens, because we do hear Obi-Wan Kenobi's voice during her vision when she's in Maz Kanata's castle. So a lot of people went that way. Then she mentions they changed from Kenobi to being Rey from nowhere, which we learned this during The Last Jedi, which a lot of people liked, a lot of people didn't. And then it turns to Rise of Skywalker with JJ coming back and telling Daisy Ridley, okay, so now you're going to be related to Palpatine. He's your grandfather. And she replies by saying, oh, awesome. But then that JJ was kind of going back and forth, and it wasn't until closer to the end of filming that they kind of settled on the Palpatine connection, I guess. So a lot of people took this the way that saying, see, again, I told you, they didn't have a direction for this trilogy. They didn't know what they were doing, and people just lost it. Oh, she should have been a Kenobi instead of a Palpatine. It makes more sense. Oh, whatever. Again, whatever side you fall on, these are things that we kind of already knew, that they were changing what they were doing, that there wasn't a lot of cohesion, I guess, between the three different writing teams. So I don't know why people took this as a big revelation. So this was about 3 or 4 days on Twitter, just back and forth all this. She should have been a Kenobi, she should have been no one, she should have been a Palpatine. I'll start by saying, before the movie came out, The Force Awakens, I was in the camp that she's going to be a Skywalker. Or actually, when the movie came out, and the way it ends, and the whole thing is so we're trying to find Luke Skywalker, I always thought she's going to be related to Luke. After a few months go by, you watch the movie a few times, you start listening to podcasts, listening to other people, then the Kenobi connection starts making more sense. And I went into that camp. Call me a Fairweather fan if you want, but I went into the Kenobi camp. Yeah, she's going to be related to Obi-Wan in some sort of way, her granddaughter or something, because I'm a huge Obi-Wan Kenobi fan. We know that he has his relationship or his thing with Satine, so they could have been something. And then it went to Rey from Nowhere in Last Jedi. Okay, that's the story they're giving us, so that's fine, let's go with it. And then it changed to Palpatine, which was a surprise. I wasn't blown away by it, but okay, this is the story, let's go with it, and that's fine. But then the conversation turned a lot this week, saying, oh, it made more sense for her to be a Kenobi than a Palpatine. Well, maybe it doesn't change her story, because a lot of people complained that it was better, there shouldn't be that connection to legacy characters to move her character, Daisy Ridley's character, forward, Rey. So if you made her a Kenobi, then it's the same thing as making her a Palpatine, if that's your argument against being related to someone in Star Wars. So that to me doesn't make sense. Would it have been better to be a Kenobi because there's already that connection in The Force Awakens, then maybe, but at the end, Rey's story doesn't change because she goes against her lineage by not turning to the dark and deciding her own fate. So that's why it works with her being a Palpatine. So again, it's fine that she said it. I don't have any problems with them changing from Kenobi to no one to Palpatine. I mean, things change. Look at me. I wasn't going to do a show till 2 days ago. I finished preparing this 30 minutes ago. You guys can probably tell because I'm trying to keep this together. And then the other side of the argument was, see, this is confirmation that they didn't plan the trilogy as a whole. It just went, you tell your story, you tell your story, you tell your story. Again, we've pieced this together ourselves. We didn't need her to confirm this. confirmed in terms that saying that things change. So I don't know why people took it again to just bashing each other. It's things that we've kind of knew before, so no reason to waste more breath on it. It's great to see her talking about Star Wars. She couldn't just say, yeah, let's not talk about Star Wars today. Josh Gad does ask if she sees herself going back to playing Rey at some point. She says 10 years is a long, it's far away. Things are weird now. Never say never. Episode 9 ended. It ended with a bow on it, but never say never. And that's something that a lot of people have been saying. Just give it time. Give it 5-10 years and then come back. So who knows? At least she's not shutting everything off. So yeah, that's what happened with Daisy Ridley this past week. Her comments about Star Wars and people kind of opening up old wounds, I guess. So let's see who else is here. Oh, we have Chris Keane. It's been a while since I've seen you here. Hi, Chris. How are you doing? Thanks for joining our conversation today. Let me see. You said you had a funny thing happen. And this is Dale. Sorry, Dale. I'm going to read your comment here for everyone to see. So Dale said that he had a funny thing happen today. Actually, the other day, he found an aura scene in The Phantom Menace right about 1 hour in the canyon with the Adobe Cliff dwelling. Yes, when they're doing the pod racing, Aura Singh is there, just a background character that no one knows anything about. I talked about this during my first Phantom Menace episode last week. She's just there. I learned her name on the Phantom Menace Visual Dictionary, and then we see her in the Clone Wars. So yes, great spot. It's a great character design, and then the character just became something else afterwards in the Clone Wars. So that was it for Daisy Ridley's comments about Rey and the whole thing about Star Wars. But again, things change in development of books, movies, TV shows. So again, I don't want to spend more time talking about that, but it happened, so we mentioned it. All right, so what else in Star Wars world? Said at the beginning, is the title of our show today, Mandalorian Season 2. We finally got a look at some pictures from the Mandalorian Season 2 thanks to Entertainment Weekly. Look at that Mando just hanging there with this little baby, the child. So some great pictures came out from Entertainment Weekly this past week. I think it was, when was this? Probably about 3 days ago. They released this article with a lot of information about the making of the first season and where season 2 is going to pick up. We learned that it's still going to be 8 episodes, same as season 1, but they're going to have varying length. So there are different lengths, but still there'll be enough. It won't be like 7 short episodes and 1 long one. They'll be balanced out. So hoping that this is 4 episodes that are around the 40-minute mark, and hopefully the other 4 are a little bit longer. But let's take a look at some of these other pictures. We saw Mandalorian kind of hanging out there with Baby Yoda. Then we have our trio of Din Djarin, Cara Dune, and Greef Karga with these new dogs looking ready to start a fight. And some of the other things that they mentioned, it's not confirmed by Disney, but they did put it on the article that some new characters are going to be showing coming up. So they mentioned that possibility of new cast members. Most of this we've talked about already, but it's on an official article that we think Lucasfilm and Disney had to approve this article. So there has to be some sort of truth to it. So, of course, they mentioned Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano, Temuera Morrison playing either a clone trooper or Boba Fett. Surprised that they didn't say Captain Rex, which is the rumor out there. They just say some clone trooper or Boba Fett. Katie Sackhoff as Bo-Katan, and then Michael Biehn and Timothy Olyphant as unknown characters. After this, there's a quote by Cara Dune actress herself, Gina Carano, saying that some of these are true and some are not true. So let's speculate a little. Let's hypothesize in hyperspace. If some of all those characters are true that they're going to show up in season 2 and some are not, what do you guys think? So I've mentioned before, I'm pretty sure I mentioned before, that the one that makes most sense is Bo-Katan. We have Moff Gideon with the Darksaber. So it does make sense that Bo-Katan will be involved because she's the last one that is holding the Darksaber in Rebels. So if she has something to do with it, she's the one that makes more sense to me. Ahsoka has to be there, right? It's been too many rumors about her involvement in the show, about her involvement in that trailer and why maybe it was pushed back. So it makes sense that Ahsoka Tano will also show up in The Mandalorian Season 2. And then I think the other ones are up for grab. I still think that Boba Fett will show up. They are back on Tatooine, as we can see here, with that great, beautiful Banta with the Tusken Raider riding on top. That's a great Banta. Again, that's practically Fett, so that's a great creature right there. So we know they're going back to Tatooine. So why is Mando on Tatooine? If it's there, then hopefully Boba Fett will show up. Or is it Cobb Vanth or something else? So again, we see here Mandalorian in that same speeder that we saw in Season 1 in the episode they go to Tatooine. And I say it again, that's not regulation babysit right there with the child just hanging in a little carry-on case in the back of the speeder. That's not regulation. There's no child safety lock on it, no latch connection. It's just peeking out like a dog looking out of the window. So that's not safe, Din Djarin. Come on, you know better than that. So yeah, I think those are the ones that make sense to me that they will show up. But we don't have that much to wait. Just a couple more weeks, like 5 weeks before we have episode one. So some of the things that I did like about this article also, and at first I was a little bit, oh no, what are they doing? Because Favreau does go on to say that the new season is about introducing a larger story in the world. These stories become less isolated. So at that point, it's something that we talked about before. We don't want to lose what season one was, which is The Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. That's the story. That's the combo that runs the show. So when I say that he's saying that everything's going bigger, it's less isolated, I get afraid that all the new characters are going to take over the show. But then he keeps on going that saying, yet each episode has its own flavor, and hopefully we're bringing a lot more scope to the show. So again, it's bigger scope, there's more scope to the show, a bigger scope, but each episode still makes sense. And then Filoni, as always, he adds, everything gets bigger, the stakes are bigger, but also the personal story between the child and the Mandalorian develops, and that's what I want. So yes, if you say it's going to be bigger, that's fine, but make sure that relationship between Mandalorian and the child doesn't change, it evolves. And that's what I like to hear. If I had just heard the first comment from Favreau, I'll be a little bit scared because we've talked about we don't want this to become a surprise character of the week and then we lose what this show was about. Okay, make it bigger, make it a bigger scope, but don't forget about what this story really should be about. And then it ends, it doesn't end, but I'll end it with this, with Jon Favreau again saying, as we introduce new characters, there are opportunities to follow different storytelling angles, and he said that he's taking inspiration from Game of Thrones. So at the beginning, when I read that the first time, different storytelling angles, I go back to something I think was Bob Iger that said months and months ago, last year, that they were looking at some spin-offs for some of the new characters or old characters showing in this show. So is he talking about spin-off shows for some of these characters? But then when he says the connection to Game of Thrones, I'm thinking having two different storylines happening at the same time. You already mentioned Din Djarin going back to Tatooine, so maybe he's going to Tatooine. Something has to do with Fennec Shan, which is the last character that we see there. Plus we have the possibility of either Boba Fett or Cobb Vanth or whatever. So we have that storyline going. And then you have Cara Dune and Greef Karga on the other end, maybe being chased by Greef Karga, or they're trying to find something. So you have two storylines going at the same time in different parts of the galaxy, which we've seen this in Game of Thrones done beautifully. So maybe that's what he was referring to, and I'm all for it. Again, we have 8 episodes again, longer episode length, I believe. So yes, let's see what happens. So the good thing about this, it's finally they're starting to promote season 2 of The Mandalorian. a lot of people were saying a few weeks ago, don't worry about it. This show doesn't need any promotion. Don't worry about the trailer. Everyone's going to watch it anyway. It still needs to get promoted. Every show, every company has to promote its most important show. And right now for Star Wars, Mandalorian is the most important property. So they will promote the hell out of this. So I'm glad that they started. NFL football just started on Thursday. So there'll be games this weekend. And then we've all speculated that on some Monday night football game, we'll get the trailer. It's Saturday evening. They haven't said anything yet. So it's gotten it close to be this Monday. So it might be the following Monday, which I think is the 21st of September. And then that gives them a little bit more than a month before episode one comes out. I think that's too close to it coming out, but it still gives them enough time to do two trailers, a few more magazine articles. So we'll see. But yes, we finally got something from Mandalorian. Looks great. Can't wait for it. So hopefully everyone is feeling it. If it does drop this week, even though we don't have a show coming next weekend, we will do a quick trailer reaction, which we haven't done here in the show ever. So we'll do a quick trailer reaction whenever the trailer comes out. All right, so third news of the week is this comes straight from StarWars.com. It's some information about the High Republic comic book by Kevin Scott. Look at that cover. The cover was done by Phil Noto, and the art inside is by Ario Anindiro and Mark Morales. So here we get to meet Jedi in training Keith Trennis, as well as our Jedi Master, the Trandoshan Skier. We've seen both of them before, and also in the cover is Jedi Master Avar Chris, which has been touted as, I guess, not the most powerful Jedi, but one of the most important Jedi Masters during the High Republic. We met Skier and Keith Trevis a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago. And now we get confirmation that they're going to be the leads of the Star Wars The High Republic comic by Marvel. I didn't see a date for this. I know it's early next year that The High Republic comes out, and I think this will be part of the release. And we also got a first look at, I think it was the first four pages. No real spoilers, but if you guys don't want to see them, then don't go on StarWars.com. I'll show one of them real quick just because I love the art. I've said it before, I haven't been collecting a lot of Star Wars comic books. There's just so much stuff out there. I try to focus on movies, TV shows, and novels. But just watching this, and it's just the ink. It hasn't been colored in. But the art in this comic book is spectacular. Everyone from Ario, Mark Morales, and the cover by Phil are excellent. You can see every single detail. There's a lot going on in the first four pages, a lot of details. You can tell every one of them separately. And this, what's going on here, again, no real spoilers. It's just the first four pages. It talks about Keith Trevis being on this planet. There's a little, I didn't know the name, but it's kind of like a fairy mixed with a gremlin type of thing, talking to her, getting her annoyed, and she's trying to concentrate because she's there as doing training for her Jedi trials to become a Jedi Knight. Jedi Master Skeever, who's her Jedi Master, this great Trandoshan, he's missing an arm. We know Star Wars, they gotta miss an arm. He's there, they start fighting, he attacks her, she does best him, and then she starts doubting herself, which is something we know in Star Wars. I don't want to make too much of a comparison because I haven't read it, but we know Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon didn't have that connection at the beginning. Qui-Gon didn't think that he was the best master for Obi-Wan. So here Keith feels that she's not ready for the trials, that she needs more training, that her masters think she needs more training. But then Skier tells her, why do you think we're here? This fight, everything that's going on is part of your trials. And that's where it ends. She's kind of shocked. Oh, this is part of my Jedi trials. So far, so good. This is the first we got. Oh, we read the first chapter for one of the books. I can't remember which one. Maybe it was also Charged Soul book, Light of the Jedi. I think we saw the first chapter of that one. And now we have the first four pages of this Kevin Scott Marvel, The High Republic comic book. And so far what I've read, High Republic, it's living up to its name. I was extremely excited for the High Republic. It's one, if not the thing I'm most excited about the current future of Star Wars. So yes, hopefully it keeps going. Just a few more months. I gotta use my films. October, November, December, and then January. So 4 months before we get some official, or we can get our hands on some High Republic stuff. All right, let me see what you guys are saying in the comment real quick before we jump to our final news story. I told you guys it was gonna be a quick show today, but that's fine. So Chris King asked that he can't wait for High Republic content. Michael kind of asked to print them out and color themselves out. That'll be something. Hey, you can get the kids on it too. Just print out the black and white pages on the comic book and then just color them whatever color you want. Who said that Trandoshan had to be green? We saw kind of those brown color ones in Mandalorian season 2. So yeah, just color them in. It doesn't matter. All right, so our final news story of the day or of the week, whatever you guys want to call it. It's Ewan McGregor was speaking with Entertainment Tonight, if I'm not mistaken. And of course, that conversation turned to Star Wars and the Kenobi series. And he also had another interview with Empire Podcast. So he does confirm that the Kenobi series will start shooting early next week, we hope, right? Yeah, next week will start. Now, spring of 2021 is when the Kenobi series will start shooting, which then tells us that it should come out at some point in 2022, hopefully around spring 2022. Hopefully it's not at the end, but not too far away. He reiterates that it is a limited series, but that can it be as much as 6 episodes. I know a few weeks ago there was another article that Kathy Kennedy had spoken about this. She also said it was a limited series, and a lot of people took away from it that it was only going to be 4 episodes. We talked about it here, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Now, Ewan McGregor is saying it might be up to 6. He's saying that the scripts are real great, that he loves working with Deborah Chow, which is something great. I do want to hear that. He also, again, says it's a limited series. There hasn't been a talk of 2, but who knows? You never know. So very similar to what Daisy Ridley said. But yeah, he says, we'll see. Who knows? So if there's a great reception to this, which I'm pretty sure there's going to be, there might be a season 2. I do hope not. I do want this to be a limited series, especially if they do 6 episodes. There's a lot you can do in those 6 episodes, do it 1 hour each, and that way you have a trilogy. That's a 2-hour trilogy right there. If it's 6 1-hour episodes, perfect. You don't need anything else. Wrap it up in a bow, like Daisy Ridley said, and give it to me. Then he also goes on that Empire podcast, and he talks about how when he's more excited about doing this one that he was about doing episode 2 and episode 3 back then, that at that point, people in his age and his generation wanted the prequel trilogies to feel like the original trilogies, but that George Lucas had a different vision for it, and that's why it looked the way that it looked, and it was geared to a younger audience. But that he sees now how the younger audience from back then grew up with the prequels and how they love them even more than the original trilogy, which is something that we've seen this past 5 years. The love for the prequels has come back, and I think it's well-deserved. That's so great about Star Wars. Each generation has its own trilogy that they love. I'm sure we'll see something similar to the sequel trilogy in the next 10 to 15 years. There'll be a lot of love for it. There's still love for it now, but there's a lot of combative nature out there. But it's interesting to hear Ewan said it, that he kind of felt the same way about the prequels, but he sees how that love for them has grown. I did my Phantom Menace episode last week, and I said how much I enjoyed that movie, watching it again. So yeah, it's can't wait for the Kenobi series, can't wait for the High Republic. It's a lot of good things coming on in the Star Wars universe. So that is it. So yeah, like I told you guys, this was going to be a short episode. There wasn't really a lot of Star Wars. I mean, there were Star Wars news. We've gone on for 30 minutes now. I just didn't have time to prepare a special topic because we weren't going to have an episode this week. We're going to wait till next week and talk about Thrawn. But things change. I threw a J.J. Abrams on you guys. You thought I was going one way, I went the other way. But that is it for our show today. A quick one. I do like it. It was just a story about the news, and then we're out. Not every week we can have a special episode or a special topic. Sometimes brain not working and get some things in there. But like I mentioned, I'll be off next week. Might be doing something on Sunday with some other podcasters that will be announced later. And then we'll be back the following week on Saturday at 5 p.m. to do our spoiler review of Throne Ascendancy Chaos Rising. So yes, thank you guys that took the time off to join me today during this show. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Stay safe, be safe, and as always, may the Force be with you.
Radio Rebellion.